is it's our Monday, Thursday service. We will take some time to read scriptures, sing some hymns, and to observe communion together. This is a thought as we begin the term Monday, always wondered about, related to the word for command or mandate. And it comes from the text in Gospel of John, where Jesus washed the feet of his disciples and then commanded that they do likewise for each other. Let's pray. Dear God, we are grateful to be here and ask your blessing upon this time. Help us to still our minds and to focus our thoughts on the events of the night before. Help us to hear the words of Scripture and see in our minds and participate in the meal, the interpretation of the Passover, the washing of the feet, that our hearts might be cleansed and that our faith might be strengthened. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us begin with hymn number 236, which is the Old Rugged Cross. Thank you. Exodus chapter 12. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt, "This month is to be for you the first month of your year. Tell the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, each man is to take a lamb for his family, one for each household. If any household is too small for a whole lamb, they must share one with their nearest neighbor, having taken into account the number of people there are. You are to determine the amount of lamb needed in accordance with what each person will eat. The animals you choose must be your own males without defect, and you may take them from the sheep or the goats. Take care of them until the 14th day of the month, and then all the members of the community of Israel must slaughter them at twilight. Then they are to take some of the blood and put it on the sides and tops of the door frames of the houses where they eat the lambs. That same night, they are to eat the meat roasted over the fire, along with bitter herbs and bread made without yeast. Do not eat the meat raw or boiled in water, but roast it over a fire with the head, legs, and internal organs. Do not leave any of it till morning. If some is left till morning, you must burn it. This is how you are to eat it: with your cloak tucked into your belt, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. Eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. On the same night, I will pass through Egypt and strike down every firstborn of both people and animals, and I will bring judgment on all the gods of Egypt. I am the Lord. The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt. This is the day you are to commemorate. For the generations to come, you shall celebrate it as a festival to the Lord, a lasting ordinance." Number 72, "My Jesus, I Love Thee." Thank you. 13. It was just before the Passover festival, when Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" And Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Well then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "Those who have bath need only to wash their feet. Your whole body is clean, and you are clean. So, not every one of you." For he knew who was to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." Pardon me entering into this Monday Thursday observance without thinking a little bit about the event that this last Monday when the fire broke out at the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. Though I'm not Catholic, I accept the history of medieval Christianity as my own because my ancestors were a part of it, I guess, and because as Christians, we are connected to the whole of Christian history and not merely the Baptist part of it. And so, not only for people in France or people of the Catholic faith, it seems to carry with it just a sense of loss. And there's the idea I have that there will be something that can never be recovered, whatever they do to rebuild it. The same feeling hovers over the scene at the final meal that Jesus shared with his disciples. At that point, I suppose they hadn't lost anything yet, but they were about to. And it is with that loss in mind that we consider these three images that are relevant to the moment, and that are reflected in the text we have, in the text that we have and will read. First, it is a Passover celebration with its attachment to the exodus of Israel from Egypt. Secondly, there is the way the story is told in the Gospel of John, involving the washing of the disciples' feet, which turns upside down the traditional hierarchical relationship between superior and subordinate, with the superior one becoming the servant. And finally, there's the institution of the Lord's Supper, which involves the reinterpretation of the Passover, in which the lamb to be eaten on the run And one might include the manna and the water as well that provided for the Israelites in the wilderness has been re-imaged as the body and blood of Jesus, offered not just to nourish and sustain, but also to forgive and transform. And not merely to be thought of as applying to a particular situation like the Exodus from Egypt or the local politics of Roman-dominated Palestine, but in general, for every person in every situation. For we have all lost everything. But in view of Christ's sacrifice, we have found everything. Came to Jesus and asked, Where do you want us to make preparations for you to eat the Passover? He replied, go into the city to a certain man and tell him, the teacher says, my appointed time is near. I am going to celebrate the Passover with my disciples at your house. So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them and prepared the Passover. When evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, truly I tell you, one of you will betray me. They were very sad and began to say to him, one after the other, surely you don't mean me, Lord. Jesus replied, the one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man will go just as it has been written about him. But woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him had he not been born. And then Judas, the one who would betray him, said, surely, you don't mean me, Rabbi. Jesus answered, you have said so. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after he had given thanks, he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples. Then he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink from the fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. our enemy, the meat of prophet Jesus, which is 151.
This concludes the service. Let us depart.